for What the Wit. My name is Molly Specht, and welcome to Kittenburg, the perfect podcast where we explore the wonderful world of cats right here on Wittenberg's campus. Whether you're a dedicated cat parent, a casual admirer of them, or even a self-proclaimed dog person, you're in for a treat. Here on Kittenburg, we're diving into the untold tales of campus cats and how Wittenberg has since adopted the name Kittenburg throughout the last few years. Together in this podcast, we will be deep diving into the story of one cat who changed many people's lives and helped bring together a group of women who love and care for her. I started my freshman year here at Wittenberg in 2021, and I distinctly remember visiting campus prior to my first day and noticing the large amount of stray cats around the campus. I couldn't even go 200 feet without seeing one of their cute little paws and long whiskers. Cats have been roaming around Wittenberg's campus for many years now, and the number of stray cats steadily continues to grow. However, cats were not always a popular phenomenon on Witt's campus. It was only a few short years ago that Wittenberg adopted the ESA policy on campus. If you aren't aware of what an ESA is, it stands for Emotional Support Animal, and they are typically for people who struggle with anxiety, depression, and other mental issues. The most commonly seen support animal on Wittenberg's campus is, in fact, cats. According to the Office of Residence Life, there are 35% more ESA cats than there are dogs, contrary to the popular belief. Now, you may be asking the question, why are there so many more cats listed as emotional support animals? Well, there is one for sure answer for you. Cats are literally everywhere on this campus. I would argue that a good majority of the cats that people have registered as emotional support animals come directly from the outdoors. Now, why would a person spend hundreds of dollars on a purebred cat when they could just pick one up on the side of the street for free? When you think about it like that, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Today on Kittenburg, we will be hearing the story of my cat, Dove, told by myself and my friend, Becca Schaefer, and how she has changed my view on owning cats on a residential campus, and how she became one of the best things in my life. Before we begin the story, we have to talk about the first day I had ever saw my cat, Dove. It was September 26th and I was taking out the trash one night from dinner when all of a sudden this little cat came running up to me. I live right near a lot of actual Springfield houses, so we have a lot of stray cats that run around, but none of them had ever come up to me before. I remember grimacing a little bit when I saw her because she smelled heavily of garbage and other various substances. She was really gross, I have to say. I remember just sitting in the back parking lot, petting her and snuggling the stray cat for at least 20 minutes until I decided to be like, hey, why not try to bring her into the house? Which of course I then tried to do, but as much as I tried, she would not come indoors. I wish I knew what she was thinking during that time, because she was being really friendly, so I had just assumed she would want to come indoors. She sadly did not walk up my steps into my room, and instead just walked away, and I truly thought I would never see her again. The semester then continues at its quick pace, and the months quickly turn from September to November. It was around November 14th I had gotten a text from my friend, Becca Schaefer. She had told me that she had found a cat who looked very similar to the one I had found back in September. Here we have Becca Schaefer, who goes into detail the very specifics of that night and what ultimately led her to take Dove back into her dorm room. So, can you tell me the story of how you found Dove, or like the scenario that you found her in?
So, I was with my boyfriend, and I was also with Avery. We were outside our friend's house making TikToks, and I heard a cat meowing, and she came walking over to us, and then she wouldn't leave us for, like, the next hour, so she went home with me for a little bit.
And what was your first reaction, like, when you saw her? Like, did she look like she needed help or anything, or did she just walk right up to you?
She walked right up to us, but she was also, like, very loud. Because I think she wanted help, or she also just wanted attention, because it was a little cold outside, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And so, like, what compelled you to take her inside then? Was it because of, like, the cold weather and the fact, or?
The cold weather was, like, one of the major factors, and she was also really cute, and she would not stop following me back to, like, where I live, so I was like, oh, you have to come home with me, and I called my mom, I was like, so I have a cat now. But, yeah.
Did you ever think of, like, any of the potential risks involved with taking her inside?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feared, like, cats outside can always have worms, or they can have really anything. So, I was more, when she was there with me, I cleaned everything a lot for that factor, yeah.
And so if you had been in, like, a different living situation, like, if you hadn't lived in the dorms, do you think that you would have, like, taken her for, like, ever or just, like...
I would have taken her forever, probably, because she's a really sweet cat. And, like, she doesn't break anything ever, so...
Oh, yeah. Were you worried about taking her home on, like, breaks or anything?
Yeah, I was, because my uncle's really allergic to cats, so I was like, I don't really know what I can do. And I wanted to make sure she had, like, a really good place to stay, so I was just thinking of, like, a plan, and then I figured something out in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
If Becca had actually not taken in Dove that day, I don't think she would have ever come back into my life. I eventually ended up keeping Dove as my own cat due to the weird nature of her situation, and she now lives in my sorority house with my 10 other housemates. She's actually named after our main symbol of our sorority, as we wanted to pay homage to her home. Dove now loves to spend her days lounging around our bedrooms and being a playful little kitten. Cats are not only just a pet in people's lives. These sweet animals become a part of our families. Prior to owning Dove, I have always had a stigma around keeping animals on a college campus. The stigma is that keeping an animal in a college setting is just not good for the animal due to the campus living environment and the fact that students move around a lot as well. While I still do believe this is slightly true, I don't think I could ever live without a cat now. Dove has not only made my life brighter, but she has given me more motivation in my life, whether that be completing an essay a week before it's due, or even just scooping up her litter box. Wittenberg has long been helping students successfully reach their goals and dreams, and I believe that having Dove has made me excel more in my studies and brighten my life in every sense of the word. I know a lot of people who own cats on campus, and I'm sure they would agree with me that having their cat here is extremely beneficial to their lives. Cats can be found pretty much everywhere, but there is something so special about having them here on Wittenberg's campus. Witt's campus is not only just home to bright minds and busy lecture halls, it is also a sanctuary for this unique community of feline residents. There's something magical about the presence of these furry creatures amidst the hustle and bustle of academia. From the quiet Thomas Library to the busy Student Center, our campus cats have become an integral part of our college experience. After having my own experience of adopting a stray cat from the campus, I can conclude that Wittenberg would not be the same without the presence of these cats. So if you're walking around one day and stumble upon a random cat, why not just pick it up and take it straight back to your house? Because who knows, maybe that little cat right there might just become your new best friend. This has been What the Wit Podcast featuring Kittenberg. I'm Molly Specht, and thank you for coming along for the ride.